This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, as we kicked off bear season this week in Montgomery County, I'll continue to share livestock show results and interviews with you throughout the next couple of months. And although the county I'm reporting on will be different, many things will be the same. Today, we'll visit with the beef superintendent of the Montgomery County Fair, Mark Nodal. Mark and I caught up after the show on Thursday, and we talked about several things beef, but also about livestock shows in general and the tradition that goes along with hosting a county fair. Mark, how many years does this make for you now in 2017?
Oh, brother. Well, that's a tough question. We probably even me and Todd together and stuff, he did it there for a while. I'd say we're probably pushing 25 to 30 years, almost. That'd be about right, 25 to 30 years in that range that we've been the beef superintendents over here.
Well, how has the turnout been this year so far? I think numbers are probably down, as is the case we've been seeing at a lot of county fairs, but, you know, what did you think of the shows today?
That's true. The numbers are down. We do go to about five or six county fairs a year with my kids and my nephew, and every fair that we've noticed, it's about, in the glory days and stuff, it's about half or less of what it used to be. But I think the cattle are probably better and stuff, and then the kids are great to work with. I mean, that's one reason that I do this beef superintendent, is to work with the kids and see good cattle. And the cattle have come a long way, and our numbers are down, but I think the quality of all of them are better than what it used to be when we used to have all the head.
Talk about the quality a little bit more. I think that's interesting. Just the build and the muscling and everything of the cows, does that have to do with what we're feeding them, or where do you think the change happened?
There's a lot of management into it. Some of it's genetics. We went through the trend in the 80s where we got them really lean and big, and I hope we don't ever go back there, because if you ever look at pictures of the ones that won in the 80s, late 80s and stuff like that, they wasn't what we want at all for right now. But we've got the cattle that are more productive. They gain faster. Some of that is because they're deeper bodied and they're heavier muscled than they used to be. We kind of took them down in frame size there. And used to be you wanted to be about 1275, ideally for a champion steer at the state fair. 1300 used to be the kind of the kiss of death if you was that high or higher. So everybody tried to keep a little bit under that. And now they're using, the carcass got bigger, and they want them actually a little bit bigger, and anywhere from 1280 to 1340 or something. You'll see a lot of steers at the state fairs used in that range now, and most of them are a little over 13. You see also that at the sale barn, too. They really don't knock a good fat steer unless he's over 1400.
Well, it's interesting that you say that's changed, because I don't know that's something that people outside of the cattle industry might think about, so it's interesting to hear your comments about that. As far as being superintendent of this show, there's a lot of work that goes into this and some organization. So, Mark, anything you'd like to share with us about getting prepared for the shows today?
Well, I want to thank some sponsors that we have, and I can pretty much name them offhand. I apologize if I forget any, but Betzold Farms, Nodal Farms Incorporated, Z-Bar H Cattle Company, German Shorthorns, they all gave money to this, and that helped. M&M Service gave money to it, too. Instead of doing an auction, they would rather donate towards shows and things like that. And they're the ones that helped me have extra money. And the fair's kind enough to let us do a 100% jackpot. As long as we kind of break even or so on it, they're tickled. And if we get the cattle that we had today there, the one that probably won overall of the heifer, that heifer could go on to some state and national shows. And there were some younger ones and stuff, too, that I think even the reserve heifer, she was a fall baby, but they've been successful with that heifer. They've took her to a regional show, and she's done well. She got in the top 10 there. So we don't have a lot at this show, but we have a lot of good quality.
Awesome. Well, that's great to hear you say that. Not only is the quality good, but I think the lessons learned from showing, and as it is with a lot of county fairs, this is something that families do together, just like your family. And I think raising your kids this way, you would agree that it's something special to be had.
Yeah, it's a family deal. It's kind of in your blood. Some kids do baseball and basketball or soccer and other sports like that, or football. And this is kind of their sport. I mean, that these kids do. And I'll take these kids any day of the week and stuff on a hard work because there's a lot of determination. I mean, they're pulling around 1,200, 1,300-pound calves, and there's not a whole lot of kids that could do that, but they have enough will and drive to do that, and it's kind of quite an accomplishment when an 80-pound kid can pull a 1,200, 1,300-pound calf around the ring.
It really is, and I have to agree because I sit in the stands and I giggle when I see that cow being a little ornery and the kids just hold on tight and make them do what they want. So I think it is really a great demonstration of their hard work and all their practice. Mark, with some livestock shows at county fairs, there are talks of eliminating some of them. I hope that's not the case with the beef show. I mean, do you think we've got enough participation to continue this for at least another few years?
Yeah, and a few years ago and stuff, I said, boy, these county fairs may only have 3 or 4 years left out on the livestock shows. It's kind of a tradition, though, when the fairs got started, that everybody showed livestock at them, whether it was a 4-H show or open shows or something like that. It just kind of goes along with county fairs, along with the carnival and everything like that, and the queen pageants and everything like that, and truck pulls and all that stuff. That's what you think of when you see a county fair or go to one. Or even hear about one. It's livestock shows, truck pulls, and queen pageants, and everything like that. And it would be a treat, and it gets us out in agriculture and shows people and stuff that what people are doing in agriculture. It's not that they just drive a tractor all the time, too. Some people don't even get out to see livestock anymore. Some of the other fairs that we go to, and even this one, Steph, you'll see people walk through the barns, and they're just kind of amazed and everything like that because they might remember cattle when they was younger and how they've changed since then. And there ain't nothing cuter than little kids out there showing even a calf or a bigger than one like that. And we had several young ones getting started today, and you see their faces out there, and you see everybody takes pictures of them, and that's what it's all about. Seeing something like that you don't get to see very often every day.
Beef Superintendent for the Montgomery County Fair, Mark Nodal. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.